Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Liz. We are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Can you please tell me, is your age between 21 and 29?
No.
30. Is this not a good time?
I'm saying my age is not between there.
Okay. 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or over 65?
30 to 49.
Okay. And what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. Now, first I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, tried once or twice a year, once or twice a month, once a week, or daily?
A couple times a year.
Thank you. Now, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, or weed, or concentrate in any form, hash or hash oil? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a week.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, tried once or twice?
Mm-hmm. Daily, maybe?
Daily, okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you do not agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask you for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Yeah, never a good thing.
Do you strongly agree? Agree? Or?
Strongly agree.
Okay. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of using marijuana.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think that we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Okay. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance to Minnesota laws.
Agree.
Okay. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Okay. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Okay. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think that we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Okay. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Okay. Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think that we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Okay. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Okay. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Okay. And the last one, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never. Try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a week.
Thank you. And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Never. Try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Daily.
Thank you. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Twice or never? Okay. Thank you. Now, just a few last questions. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never. A few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
Never, I don't think.
Okay. Thank you. How would you describe yourself? White, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, African American, Asian,
white,
or American? Thank you. Now, as I'm talking about appreciation, the Spartan Prevention Advocacy and Resource Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate to you to on your behalf. Climb Theater, Friends of the Library, or IGH Best Foundation?
The library one.
Okay. Thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you for your time and patience. I hope you have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.